Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Voters in Northwest Georgia have decided two key runoff races. Republican Clayton Fuller has won the special election for Georgia's 14th congressional district, defeating Democrat Sean Harris. Fuller received 57.5% of the votes, with the race called on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Republican Lanny Thomas has won the state Senate District 53 race, defeating Democrat John Bentley Jack Ziblick. Thomas secured nearly 69% of the vote in that race. In Dade County, Fuller received 2,007 votes to Harris's 910. Lanny Thomas picked up 2,047 votes to Democrat John Jack Ziblick, 848. Election officials say results will be certified in the coming days. The American Red Cross is reminding area residents that the need for blood never takes a break. As a part of the National Volunteer Month, the Red Cross is encouraging both first-time and regular donors to give blood throughout April. For those who donate by April 12th, you'll receive a special Red Cross and Life is Good t-shirt while supplies last. Donations made between the 13th and 30th will receive a $15 e-gift card. Several local blood drives are scheduled in the region, including in Jasper on April 24th. Appointments can be made by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Officials say one donation can help save multiple lives. Residents are encouraged to make an appointment. Ambulance services in Alabama could soon see financial relief under legislation awaiting the governor's signature. Senate Bill 269 would require insurance companies to cover ambulance transportation to hospitals during emergencies, as well as treatment provided by paramedics on the scene. Officials say not all insurance providers currently cover those services, often leaving patients with the bill and ambulance services facing financial losses. Many patients are unable to pay, putting additional strain on the EMS. Officials say requiring insurance reimbursement would help stabilize EMS providers and ensure continued services to the communities. The bill is now awaiting approval from Governor Kay Ivey and, if signed, would take effect October the 1st. In Marion County, the Sheriff's Department is warning residents about a phone scam targeting personal information. Officials say scammers are making unsolicited calls asking for money or sensitive details. Current scams include claims of outstanding warrants that can be resolved with payment, threats of arrest over unpaid fees, and callers posing as legitimate companies requesting verification of personal information. Authorities remind residents that law enforcement will not call to demand payment or personal data. If you receive a suspicious call, do not provide any information and hang up immediately. Officials urge everyone to stay vigilant and report suspicious activity. The Braves are set to wrap up their three-game series with the Angels this afternoon. They'll take the field for the final game as they look to close out the series strong. Airtime this afternoon is 2:50 with the first pitch just after 4 o'clock. We'll have coverage right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.